Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Hey, people ask me all the time, hey, what kind of gun should I get? I always tell them Henry Repeating Arms for a lot of reasons. They're made in America, family-owned business. They give you a lifetime warranty, over 200 models of rifles and shotguns that you get to choose from, all with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Great performance, accurate right out of the box, and mine reliable ever since. Now you start by ordering the free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail that with two decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com.
All right, thanks, Scott Chad. In hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free. Our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. A lot of people are upset that Donald Trump had this insane over half a billion dollar fine by this crazy judge in a case that had to do with valuations, and a judge that stuck to and remains stuck to a valuation that is insane, that Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million, and nobody seems to really care. And, you know, I listen to the critics of this. There are no victims here. Nobody complained. Not one insurance company, not one lender, not one bank, nobody. Just the opposite. The Deutsche Bank executive said, nah, valuations are subjective. If you're going to lend hundreds of millions of dollars, or if you're going to insure hundreds of millions of dollars, are you going to take the word of the person borrowing the money or the person buying the insurance? Are you going to take their valuations, or do you have a fiduciary responsibility to your company to make sure you do your own background and work? It's an obvious answer. On top of that, then you add the legal side of it, and you have a disclaimer from the Trump organization that says, don't use our valuations. You must do your own due diligence. And yet that didn't impact anybody. Anyway, joining us now for analysis on all of this, it's great to have on the program Pam Bondi, former Attorney General of Florida, Leo 2.0 Terrell, Fox News contributor, civil rights attorney. Great to have you back here. I still think $175 million is high. I know the former president said that he's going to pay it, Pam. I guess he really doesn't have any choice in the matter at this particular point in time. But if I'm reading the appellate court here, I think that they're recognizing a grave injustice has occurred. And I've got to imagine that this fine is going to be greatly reduced, and probably the Trump family will be back in charge of their own organization.
Yeah, I believe that. There's nothing, Sean, that Letitia James would have liked more than to have gone and slapped an eviction notice on Trump Tower. That's what she wanted to do. Remember, she campaigned on getting Donald Trump, going after Donald Trump. This is not what an attorney general does. AGs don't do this. She should be out there. Sean, you're in New York. She should be out there fighting crime. All the crime.
Pam, I do need to interrupt you. I am not in New York. I am a full-time, I am a full-time domiciled resident of Florida, officially. And I have been since January 1st.
I stand corrected, and that is music to my ears that you are in the free state of Florida.
No, I knew you knew it, but I'm just having fun. I'm just reminding everybody, and I did it for a lot of obvious reasons, but then it's not about me, but keep going.
No, but she, that's not what an AG does. Could you imagine if when I was AG, if I was doing that in the state of Florida instead of fighting crime? I mean, New York crime is rampant now. That's what she should be doing. And the judge has been reversed at least five times by this appellate court already. So, yes, I agree. They're sending a strong signal. I don't think they're going to put up with this. This case should have never, ever, ever been taken on to begin with. She should have never gone after him. The judge should not have handled it. They both didn't even have just an appearance of a conflict. They both have a clear conflict because they hate Donald Trump. They've made that very clear. And, I think ultimately it will get reversed. But, you know, now President Trump has to put up still almost $5 million as a bond. But at least do it, and they won't start seizing his assets.
Well, I think that's a good point. He did say that he'd follow through on it. Leo, let's get your take overall on the case.
Well, I'll tell you, Sean and Pam would know this. If you try to look at this case through the legal lens, you'd be frustrated. It's all politics. It's not about legal. There's not a legal claim against Trump. This is all because the Democrats want to stop Trump from running for president, and it's not going to work. It backfired. What you saw with the appellate court ruling, Sean, is the beginning of the end for this particular case, because the appellate court understands that this case has to be reversed. It's excessive. It violates the Eighth Amendment. And I'll tell you right now, what you saw yesterday was the appellate court saying, you know, we don't want to really want to get reversed by the U.S. Supreme Court eventually. So they sent a clear message to the AG and to this idiotic judge that this case is going to be reversed, and it'll probably end up with zero damages. Why? Because there's no victims. There was no one who was harmed. And I'll also tell you this, too. How this attorney general acted, it doesn't make any sense. The AG acted like she was some type of agent for the Democrat Party, getting ready to file judgment claims against the property. There is no finality in this case yet until there's a final ruling by the appellate court. So the bottom line is simply this. This case is going to be reversed. You saw the beginning of the end with this appellate court ruling, and it's just a matter of time. And I saw a very happy President Trump yesterday because he knows the end result is going to be a complete reversal.
Let me just go over the facts of the case, because I don't think I've ever seen a more egregious instance. Forget about the attorney general running to get one organization, the Trump organization, one man, Donald Trump, one family, the Trump family, which, Pam, as you rightly point out, no attorney general should do. And, you know, if you ran for attorney general ever again, you would never say, oh, I'm going after Sean Hannity. If I become attorney general, I'd be like, whoa. Or if you said you were going after one, you know, prominent left winger, I would say, wow, that's not justice. That's not the job of an attorney general. You know, they're there to apply equal justice under the law. I believe in equal application of our laws. That's not the case here. But when you break down the facts in this case, what do we know? We know that the whole case was based on, quote, valuations. As the Deutsche Bank executive said, valuations are subjective. And every single company that did business with the Trump organization were given a very clear disclaimer that says, don't use our valuations. You have a responsibility to come up with your own valuations. Okay. All of those companies did. Not one of them complained. All of them made a lot of money, and all of them were paid back on time. And here's the kicker for me. If this is really about valuations, by the Trump organization, then we have to look at the judge in this case, because he still to this day maintains that Mar-a-Lago is between 18 and 20 some odd million dollars. Now, I have shown properties on my TV show, Pam Bondi, and you know real estate in Florida better than I do. You've been here much longer than me, although I've had a place in Florida for over 20 years. I just haven't been a full-time resident. And you know that, I mean, these prices, the prices in Palm Beach are insane. And I would show people, I'd say, you see that lot on the ocean in Palm Beach? You can have it. It's right now selling for $200 million, a 2-acre lot. And I'd show another lot that had a street between the ocean and the house that would be built on that lot. And they did have on the backside of it, it's one of the, I guess, more narrow parts of Palm Beach Island. The intercoastal is back there, but okay, so it's a nice piece of property, but that's $150 million for a lot of trees and a lot of dirt. That's all you get with it. You'd have to build the house there, which I'm sure would cost a fortune on top of that. And the judge, if that's up for $150 million and 2 acres on the ocean, then you got to look at Trump Tower. I'm sorry, not Trump Tower. Then you got to look at Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago is a property that is in pristine condition on 22 acres. It's on the ocean side. It's on the intercoastal side. You have not one but two clubs associated with Mar-a-Lago. It's a historic property. And, you know, 50-some-odd bedrooms and 40-some-odd bathrooms. I mean, it's insane. And that judge is going to stand by the evaluation. Now, if a judge makes a decision that is that egregious, Pam Bondi, how do you hold that judge accountable for that?
You know, and that's why, Sean, we have appellate courts in our country. And we're not a communist country, although I think that judge wishes we were, because that's how he's trying to act like a dictator right now. That's how he's behaving. But the appellate courts will keep him in check. And I think the Judicial Qualifying Commission should look at him after this case is over. He had an axe to grind with Donald Trump. Sean, he made it crystal clear that he was out to get President Trump. So was Letitia James. The way he treated President Trump during the trial, the way he treated his lawyers during the trial, that's not how a good judge acts. And he will be held accountable. I think President Trump's team will report him to the JQC to be investigated after this. Because, again, I think overall people are seeing in New York, if judges can do this, if Letitia James can do this, no business will want to do business in New York. And back to Mar-a-Lago for a second. That was Marjorie Post's estate, like you said. It's a historical, beautiful, sprawling, massive estate worth way more than that judge said it is. And ultimately, that...
Oh, Pam, if we just extrapolate out the acreage side of this, if 2 acres on the ocean is worth $200 million, and if you have a house on the intercoastal, a property of 1.5 acres, and that's worth $150 million, okay, don't we get close to the billion-dollar-plus range there?
Oh, absolutely. And the funny thing is, Sean, is he wasn't even willing to bend on this, knowing that he's wrong. That's why I called him a dictator. He didn't care. He doesn't care that he's wrong. His ultimate goal was what Letitia James' goal was, to go in and seize Donald Trump's assets or to make Donald Trump run out of money before the election. That's what this is all about. I am convinced of that. That's what this is all about. And it's a concerted effort, not only with him, but with these other cases going on around the country. They're all working in concert together to get him. And thank goodness for the appellate court, because it's not going to work. And that's why we have checks and balances in our country. Sometimes, Sean, and Leo will tell you this, in a legal profession, it takes a while for justice to be served. But ultimately, it will be served, and Donald Trump will be vindicated, I believe, on every single one of these cases.
How do you hold the judge in this case accountable, Leo 2.0 Terrell?
Well, I'll tell you right now, Sean, you and Pam have laid it out, and every fact that you laid out, like I said again, justify why this case should have never been brought. It was brought for a political reason. Everyone in America knows that. But to answer your question very directly, it'll take time to get this case resolved, and I'm going to give you a little inside baseball. I was aware of this case a couple of years ago, and I gave advice that after this case is over, Donald Trump has a perfect selective prosecution civil lawsuit against the state of New York and Letitia James. That, you know, the judge gets away with this absolute immunity crap, but I guarantee you, Trump will have a payback day, and it's going to be a very massive civil lawsuit. There has to be a deterrent effect to make sure that the AG and the Democrat Party cannot weaponize the legal system in New York. You know, Donald Trump is absolutely correct. He's taking fire not only for himself, but he's protecting every citizen in this country, because they go after Trump, they go after every business in New York. If you're not a Democrat, they go after every citizen. So Donald Trump is doing a service for every American who believes in the rule of law. But he will have a judgment day, because I guarantee you, he has, and I say this as a civil rights attorney, he has a perfect selective prosecution case. Once this appellate court reverses this case outright, he should file a lawsuit against the state of New York.
Well, it's really unbelievable to me that we're in this situation.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress. And now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Visit HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Go to HannityGold.com today and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, I've been talking for months now about the Knox entry system and how it helps law enforcement gain access that they need to schools during, you know, hostile events or emergencies. In fact, more than 200 municipalities currently trust Knox entry system to provide a secure and efficient means to get access where and when they need it. Now, businesses and airports and specific industrial applications, they have now joined schools and law enforcement and fire departments and are using the Knox entry system to manage first responder access and or authorized service activity. Why? To better protect and monitor their critical assets. When seconds matter, Knox entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. If your company has important assets that you want to protect, well, contact Knox today for more information on their innovative Knox entry system. Go to their website. It's Knox, K-N-O-X.com. That's Knox.com for more information.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today
so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
You know, I've been talking for months now about the Knox entry system and how it helps law enforcement gain access that they need to schools during, you know, hostile events or emergencies. In fact, more than 200 municipalities currently trust Knox entry system to provide a secure and efficient means to get access where and when they need it. Now businesses and airports and specific industrial applications, they have now joined schools and law enforcement and fire departments and are using the Knox entry system to manage first responder access and or authorized service activity. Why? To better protect and monitor their critical assets. When seconds matter, Knox entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. If your company has important assets that you want to protect, well, contact Knox today for more information on their innovative Knox entry system. Go to their website. It's Knox, KNOX.com. That's Knox.com for more information.
All right, we continue now with Pam Bondi and Leo 2.0 Terrell. Can you hold an attorney general? I mean, I guess she's probably celebrated in New York, probably will be governor, I guess, one day. Pam Bondi, because the state is so radical left, I mean, I would think that she's viewed as a champion now in New York. Am I wrong?
Oh, Sean, please don't say that. I think people are catching on. I think businesses are catching on. I think crime is through the roof. She's not focusing on her job. I mean, I truly believe she will never be governor of New York. I think people are seeing what's important. I pray they are in the great state of New York. They're seeing that crime is at an all-time high, that it's not safe to ride the subway. It's not safe to walk down the streets. That's why people are leaving. And now she's letting people know it's not safe to work on Wall Street if she's there, because she will target individuals. So no, I think her days are numbered as a politician. At least I hope they are. But the way to get her is to have to vote her out of office. And I don't think she's more popular than ever. I truly do not.
I hate to tell you, New York is that left. I bet she wins re-election in a landslide. I'm just being honest, not trying to be the bearer of bad news here. Anyway, Pam Bondi, Leo 2.0, Terrell, great to talk to both of you. Leo, what are you moving out here?
Well, soon. But you know what? Don't give up on New York. I'll mention two words. Lee Zeldin, who did a great job in the election for governor. And I'll tell you right now, people who are traditional Democrats.
Leo, it's over. I'm gone. It is over. I'm never going back. Thank you both for being with us. Appreciate it. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Wow. Did you watch what's happening to the stock price of Truth Social and Trump Media? Whoa. We'll check in with the CEO, our friend Devin Nunes, coming up. All right. We have a lot going on. Now, I got to say, I've been friends with Devin Nunes for a long time. And when he kind of left Congress, I'm like, oh, we don't have many good guys. We really don't. Really strong, principled, conservative fighters that lead. Anyway, so he leaves, and anyways, the CEO now of Truth Social and the Trump Media and Technology Group, now listed on Wall Street as DJT. And it's actually a phenomenal story, but after making its debut, shares for the Trump Media and Technology Group stock, DJT, it spiked a whopping 50%+. Trading was briefly halted for the stock because of the sharp rise. You've got more than 6.5 million shares of the stock that were bought and sold by 10 a.m. Anyway, a report from Reuters found that the company is now worth about $10 billion after the surge on NASDAQ. That means billions in Donald Trump's pocket as well. But anyway, at $72.63, with the last time I looked, the company's market capitalization was $9.84 billion on an undiluted basis, but the former president's majority stake was valued at $5.72 billion, although lockup restrictions exist for 6 months. It could prevent him from selling or borrowing against his shareholding, but, you know, still up a dramatic amount of money. I'm not the biggest stock guy. I've said this many times on radio and TV before. I'm a bricks and mortar guy, but I kind of wish I got that stock. Anyway, probably somebody that did as part of his deal is former Congressman and now the CEO of Truth Social and the Trump Media and Technology Group. Our friend Devin Nunes is back. Sir, how are you?
Hey, great, Sean. It's great to be with you.
Is it wrong for me to assume that you're a rich man today, at least on paper?
Well, look, Sean, this is really all about free speech, and I can't thank you enough. You supported this platform when most people would not. I don't think we had anybody, you know, like you that would go out there. You know, you started on the platform from the very beginning. I know you're not much of a social media guy, but, you know, you do a lot of posts.
Well, I have to clarify here. I was addicted to it, and it became a problem because it'd be 2 a.m. I'd be fighting people like Alec Baldwin and Jimmy Kimmel and wasting my time, and it became a third job. Finally, I just gave up social media.
Well, but the thing is that you and your whole team have been phenomenal. Your radio show, your TV show, you guys are great. And look, we couldn't do it, obviously, without DJT, former President Trump, but we couldn't do it without all the shareholders who have said, look, we're going to take a stand. This is really about protecting your voice and your freedom. Without True Social, you know, a lot of people, you know, have glossed over this because of the fake news, but it's real. Donald Trump got kicked off of all the platforms, and so did people like me. Were being shadow banned. So you talk about why I left Congress. I got sick and tired of, you know, not being able to get my message out. I was down to the point where about the only show I could go on was your TV and radio, Sean, to get the truth out. And, you know, we had to fight through the Russia hoax, Ukraine impeachment hoax, everything that everybody knows. And when the president called me and said, hey, I know you're having trouble with this, with social media, would you mind, you know, leaving Congress and running this deal for me? And look, it took us 2 years, 2.5 years to get listed on the stock exchange. You know, we did not have access to capital markets. But, you know, we just plugged along as a little R&D company with a massive following because of people like you that were participating on the platform. And now I jokingly say, Sean, that we're now an official startup. We get to be a real company. So it's another notch in I think, Donald Trump's great career that we persevered through government bureaucracy that stopped this from going public for 2.5 years. I mean, imagine if we would have had the capital 2 years ago, where we would be today. But look, we believe in the company. We believe in the shareholders. And this is really about a mission of restoring free speech to the internet. We're just building a massive open pipeline, Sean, on the internet that has not existed before. You know, we don't use Amazon Web Services and others. If you remember, one of the most horrific days in American history, in my opinion, was when a company called Parler, which was probably worth several $1 billion, that was flourishing as Twitter and everybody else were cutting off Americans, 30 U.S. companies destroyed that platform. And I was,
wow.
I was one of, I think you were on it too.
Yeah, I was.
Congress. And look, we're just so.
And, by the way, our mutual friend Dan Mangino, and I don't want to mention his name. I don't know if he'd want me to mention it publicly, but I know people that invested heavily in it, and they really wanted it to work. They wanted an alternative at the time to Twitter. I don't know if you know this. I mean, but Jim Jordan told me on both radio and TV that they purposely suppressed my social media presence leading into the 2020 election, and they being, quote, the deep state, as we often call it. And they have the evidence of it. I mean, this is our government, what, trying to suppress conservative voices? You got to be kidding me.
Well,
what country are we living in here?
You'll love this. What we found after the fact, so in, you remember 2018 at the height of the Russia hoax and all of that nonsense, we caught all the social media companies targeting, and you'll love these names because they're all friends of yours, myself, Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, and Matt Gaetz. We were the first ones to be shadow banned as members of Congress trying to, you know, cut through the nonsense of the Russia hoax, and we were being shadow banned. And that's why Parler started. That's why, you know, Rumble got started. And, you know, ultimately Parler, you know, made those mistakes by relying on these woke companies. And that was the difference here, is that President Trump wanted to make sure that he built something that would last forever, where we don't rely on any woke company. We're building all of this ourselves. It's all internal. And it's just critically important infrastructure for free speech in this country and around the world, by the way, because we are open around the world.
Listen, I am not telling people what to do, but I would strongly urge people and I have no financial interest in this. I own no stock. I have none at all. But I believe in freedom, and I believe in freedom of speech. And this will be a free speech platform. And I urge everybody to get on it, because this is an opportunity now to be able to bypass what is a corrupt media mob and technology mob that is after the heart and soul of this country and suppressing opinions. I once had Jack Dorsey a number of years ago on this program, and I asked him specifically about the practice of shadow banning. He denied it right to me. And it turns out a lot of what he said in that interview, I don't believe at this hour to be true. This is certainly one platform. And when you took it over, I knew that it was a heavy lift on day one. And I hope you do very well with it. Let me ask you this. What about just the average investors out there that did invest very early on? What were they paying at that time for? I don't know. Was it an initial public offering, or what was the availability back then?
Well, Sean, it's, you know, someday this story will all be told. But, you know, I don't want to get into all the government bureaucracy and the corruption here. But, you know, this is one of the longest deals in history, if not the longest deal from the time it started to the time we were approved. And I can tell this, it's one of the reasons the president stood by people, because there was an entity called a SPAC that people had invested in, some 400,000 shareholders, and they wanted to own part of our company. But the government was stopping us from allowing it to merge. And so much so that by last year, about, I'd say in the October timeframe, the price of the shares at that time were down to like $12 or $13. And what we found was is that people didn't care. Even if they had bought in higher, they never sold, Sean. They stayed with us. They stayed with the SPAC. They waited for us to get this done. And we eventually got approval by the SEC to get it done. So, you know, look, those folks that came in at $12, 6 months ago, they've done pretty well. But look, Sean, this is, as you just said, not about the money for President Trump. It's not about money for me. It's creating a lasting.
No, you're playing long ball, and you're doing this as you have, like, your years in Congress. You did it out of principle. You did it to serve. And you felt, you saw a big need here and a void, and you went out to fill it. And I remember talking to you at the time, and I'm like, I have no idea how you're going to pull this off. And you guys have been able to put forward a real platform that is really successful. And obviously people are very interested in, and we can see it with the stock price. And I'm just happy for you. And I'm happy for the American people having a platform where their conservative views are not going to be suppressed.
Yeah, Sean, and it's really an investment in your freedom. I mean, that's how I look at this. And you know, I jokingly say, but it's, you know, it's true. Donald Trump didn't need another company, and I didn't need a new job. But what we all needed was to make sure the internet remained free for the American people around the world, and that's what we built. And it's a, you know, I told the president, oh, maybe a month ago when it looked like we were going to get this deal done. And you know, I know you spend a lot of time with him. And he gets, you know, he thinks big, as you know. And I'll never forget the conversation we had. He said, you know, we're going to leave something. He says, you know, once we're all, you know, we're all dead and gone, this will last forever. That we opened up the internet, kept it open for the American people. And I think, you know, he's really proud of it. And, you know, it's something that will have a lasting legacy for everyone involved. And I can tell you, it would have been really easy for the president to not persevere through this. I mean, you know, we had other options. We could have taken this technology and went somewhere else. But because there were 400,000 Americans who wanted to invest in it, the president said, no, Devin, we're going to keep fighting. And we fought all the way through it, and despite the naysayers, we got the approval. And just like I said, I'm so thankful for you and Linda and the whole team that have been, you know, such an integral part of helping us get this done.
All right, quick break. We'll come right back, and we will continue more with Devin Nunes, CEO of Truth Social and the Trump Media Technology Group. What a massive economic story that is for everybody. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll get to your calls also. And at the top of the hour, the situation at the border has even gotten worse. We'll check in with Mark Morgan, Tudor Dixon, and we'll get your calls in 800-941-SHAWN as we continue.
It's time to take back America. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Nunes, he is the CEO of Truth Social in the Trump Media and Technology Group. Big story on Wall Street all week. You know, we live in a weird society where people are either jealous or, I don't know, maybe they covet other people's success. I'm kind of just the opposite. I want to celebrate people's success. I want to celebrate when people are happy. And I couldn't be happier for you. We've known each other for so many years now. I mean, how many years ago was it that I was out in the San Joaquin Valley covering the story of the Delta smelt and how farmers couldn't even grow their crops because they were being denied water to protect this little minnow fish that wasn't even an endangered species? I remember being, you know, I think we did the show from a farm out there one day.
That's right. And, you know, there's great memories of that, and people all the time still ask me about that. I think that was like 2008 or 2009, somewhere in there. It was a long time ago. And, you know, now, Sean, it's interesting, right? Now I'm spending, you know, so much of my time in Florida, and I know that you are too now.
No, I'm domiciled. I'm a full-time resident. I mean, and I'm here to stay, never going back.
Yeah, and you know what? It's sad to watch, and you see it because of the time you spent in New York, and I see it at the time I spent in California. You go to Florida, it's like two different planets, two different worlds. I mean, you know, Florida would not tolerate the nonsense that people in California are having to put up with. And, you know, I get, you know, very irate about this water issue. It's what drove me into politics. But, you know, we're wasting water in California. You know, California is such a beautiful state, and the state's being destroyed. So, you know, what you and I did out there 15 years ago when we said, hey, this whole damn thing's going to dry up, it happened, Sean. I mean,
there was a preview of coming attractions about how a state can be destroyed. The state's been destroyed. New York has been destroyed. It's not the same place. Devin Nunes, Truth Social, what a great success story. Hey, listen, I'll tell you about a scary story. And, you know, now we have our own government siding with the anti-Semitic UN. Going against our ally Israel, trying to get a ceasefire rather than encouraging them to win the war of terror. It was the worst terror attack in their history. These are sad times politically, but on a humanitarian side, things are horrible. And that's where the IFCJ comes in. And look, it's been months now since Hamas murdered so many Israelis and took so many others hostage. If you haven't seen the videos, it is chilling. The economic situation for hundreds of thousands of Israelis is dire. That's just a nice way of putting it. You have thousands and thousands of Israelis unable to return to their homes. They're being evacuated now in the north because things have been heating up with Lebanon and Hezbollah. And the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, known as the IFCJ, they have been on the ground in the middle of this every single day. They are distributing critical essentials, food, medicine, emergency supplies. Hundreds of thousands of suffering Israelis need our help. Now, whatever you can do, please go to their website. It's one word, supportifcj.org. One word, supportifcj.org. And if you donate today, a generous donor will match your donation and it will have twice the impact. The website again, supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org. My Pillows, Mike Lindell is so passionate. He wants every American to get a great night's sleep. And this started with the original My Pillow. And then after the original pillow, he focused on bedding and then created his now famous Giza Dream Sheets, the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. You've heard me raving about them. Well, now is the time to upgrade your bedding. Give these Giza Dream Sheets a try. And for a limited time, you can purchase a queen size set for $59.98 or a king size set for just $10 more. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square for these deep discounts. They appreciate all of your support during these times. And the way they say thank you, well, they're going to give you free shipping on many of their MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, check out their Giza Dream Sheets. You can also get 60% off their original My Slippers, or you can just call, mention my name, 800-919-6090. Free shipping, deep discounts, mention my name, Hannity, or just go to MyPillow.com and the Sean Hannity Square.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.